Proclamation number 3241, dated the September 2, 1944. The servant's mission who receive the word directly. My word can only be directly conveyed to a few people, because only a few believe that I speak to people myself, and because this faith is absolutely necessary for me to be able to express myself in a person. People lack faith in my work, in my omnipotence and love, and thus I cannot make myself known to them in the word either, for in order to be able to hear my word, the human being's spirit has to be alive. But this is part of me, and thus it cannot manifest itself in the word where I am not acknowledged, where faith in me is insufficient. Yet those who hear my word and to whom I can speak directly are needed by me on earth, for they have to accomplish a great mission. They shall let faith in me arise anew amongst people. They shall strengthen those who are still weak in faith. They shall proclaim me, speak of my love, omnipotence and wisdom. They shall bring me close to people and refer them to the word which they are able to hear themselves. And thus they shall speak on my behalf where my voice is no longer heard. I myself want to speak through them, because divine activity is not acknowledged, but it is imperative that people should be informed of my will, that they are admonished to live according to my order, that they are informed of the dangers which result in a way of life in opposition to my order, and that love is constantly preached to them, so that they will reduce the distance from me and thus become capable of believing and of hearing my word themselves. The number of laborers in my vineyard is not large, for people seek earthly reward for their service. But those in my service have to work for spiritual reward, and this remuneration does not appeal to the former. Yet the few who are of service to me receive far more than they relinquish, for they are the servants of a Lord who has all the treasures of heaven and earth at his disposal, who has the power to give everything, and who, in his love, provides his own with an abundance of everlasting gifts which outshine everything that the earth is able to show. Those who want to serve me can be certain of my love, and I prove this love of mine by speaking to them like a father who speaks to his child, yet in a way which benefits its soul. For not all people are capable of enduring my loving word if I include my full abundance of love. Not all are mature enough as to hear me audibly. Yet merely thought to help me enables them to grasp my word, regardless in which form I transmit it to them. My word is the token of my love, but my word is also the evidence of my omnipotence for a person who is still weak in faith. For Roman 1, being invisible to you humans, manifest myself through my word, which is eternal truth and will also be recognized as such as soon as you believe in me. But through my word I also want to provide evidence for the unbelievers by predicting things they will experience, and which will thus enable them to recognize my truth. At the same time, I will give them the evidence of my omnipotence too, because the forthcoming occurrence will not be accomplished by people, but will be entirely my work, and therefore will help many people to believe in me. This is why I instruct my servants to mention my predictions far and wide, for my love applies to those who are incapable or weak in faith, and in order to help them I will visibly manifest myself after announcing it in advance. I grant the grace of hearing my word to those who want to receive it, who desire me and my word with all their heart, and who humbly submit themselves to my will. This grace, however, enables the person to mature if he allows it to take effect in him. And my word is the most effective means of grace, since the soul of anyone who has my word and lives accordingly is already bound to become fully mature on earth. You should therefore be grateful that you may hear me through a person who allows me to speak to him, i.e., who believes in me, in my work, my love and omnipotence and who therefore listens within to what I say to him. You should not hear him but instead hear me in every word that reaches you. You should let the grace take effect in you. You should become strong in faith and try to motivate your fellow human beings to gain faith as well by informing them of the Heavenly Father's concern for his children who have distanced themselves and are no longer able to hear his voice. But you should receive my servants as my messengers who want to convey the grace of the Lord to you, who want to bring you peace if you are of good will. Pay attention to their words and you'll hear my voice. Comply with it and submit yourselves to my will. My servants, however, are blessed and prepared by me for their work in my vineyard. Amen.